Since June, actress Edie Falco has starred in the John Sayles movie Sunshine State. On Broadway, she and Stanley Tucci have revived Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune, and this Sunday, she's back in a leading role for the fourth season of HBO's The Sopranos. Falco co-stars in the series as Carmela, wife to mob boss Tony Soprano, played by James Gandolfini. Here the two spar over their son's future.
He is still a child. He's a normal child. He's made some mistakes, and God knows he's got a shitload to learn about life. That does not mean that I'm going to let you send him to the type of school whose whole reason for being is to make him follow orders by instilling fear.
He thinks the world owes him a f***ing living.
What could have given him that bizarre idea?
Falco won an Emmy for her work on The Sopranos. She says series creator and writer David Chase gave her a superb character and a lot of freedom.
It's one of those things that happens occasionally, rarely, I think, where I just knew right off who she was. And after he cast me, he kind of didn't really say much to me. He kind of just let me do my thing, which I love, frankly. And he made it very clear that he felt as if he'd made the right decision by casting me. And beyond that, he's never said, oh, I think Carmela's like this or like that. Because I guess the feeling I got is that he trusted my version of what she was.
She is certainly not you. She's got the hair, the nails.
No, she's not me. I'm not even sure how we'd get along, frankly.
She's a wife and mother of teenagers?
Yep.
How do you do that?
It's called acting. But I was actually most concerned about the aspect of having children, grown children, but children at all, as I don't. I don't know. I was somehow sure that I would be caught. But luckily, this whole child-raising thing built into humans is much larger than me. So very quickly, I started to have these sort of maternal feelings towards these young kids.
Is your co-star as scary as he seems?
No. He's quiet and smart and introspective, lovely. Everything you could hope for in a co-worker, actually. He's a dream come true.
But when he's on...
Yeah, well, that's because he's one of those actors that there aren't a lot of them where I feel like he may not know exactly how to describe what it is that he does. He just knows how to do it. He knows how to get out of the way of whatever his process is, you know, and he just becomes this other guy. And when I'm there becoming this other person in the company of that, there's nothing more fulfilling as an actor than to many-dimensionally take on this whole other life with these two other people that don't in reality exist. It's a very strange way to spend your day, I have to tell you. But when it works as beautifully as it does with Jim, there's nothing I'd rather be doing.
What happens when you get a script? I mean, you know it's a script, but still, right. It's like, oh, no.
It's funny. It's like a wildfire that goes through the cast and crew. Like, did you read episode 8 yet? You know, like, did you see what happens to so-and-so? Or it happens to the rest of our fan base a year later. But the same thing happens to each of us. Like, David and his writers, they are the only ones who know this before us. Then we find out, and then the rest of the world finds out. But it is a tremendously exciting way to live. Although with this show, as David said, it's a mob show. People got to get killed. You know?
Right.
So each of us read it a little bit with one eye kind of shut, like, oh, God, please help me. Let me make it through this page, you know.
This has obviously been very good for your bank account.
Are you talking about me or her now?
The role.
Uh-huh.
Is there a downside to it?
You mean to me playing Carmela?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. First of all, I don't know that I was cut out to get the amount of attention I've been getting. It was never anything I sought out, and I'm not sure I handle it as well as some people might. People keep telling me, oh, it must be great, and I haven't found that yet, so I'm still hoping it'll hit me one day. I also know that a lot of the offers that I get now are for wives and mothers, certainly Italian or Brooklyn families, and stuff that I personally actually don't really know much about, and I've certainly through Sopranos, I have fallen into, which is not the end of the world. People tend to typecast because that's the way this business is, but I just have to say no to them and then look for the next thing that interests me. But it is an interesting phenomenon that I've fallen into.
Well, you're getting good work outside of that, though.
Yes, I've been exceedingly lucky that people like John Sayles will come up and offer me a role that couldn't be more different from Carmela, partially because he doesn't know much about Sopranos. I don't know that he's seen it more than a couple times. He saw an independent film I did years ago.
And at the moment, you're on Broadway?
I am indeed.
What's it like being on stage again after such success in television?
It's necessary is what it is. And another thing is it's very hard work. 8 shows a week is really grueling. It's like boot camp. I don't know, you do a television show or even some movies that I've done, they can get a little cushy. And as far as I'm concerned, it makes me uncomfortable. I don't know. There's something about the fact that I'm tired a lot and I have to work hard and I have to do the second show on Saturday when I'm tired and I think I can't make it and somehow you do. There's something about the hard work aspect of doing a long run of a show that I need. It's like nourishment.
Difficult to do, though, with the shooting schedule.
Yeah, it has been difficult. But, you know, what's more difficult is having to waitress because you can't get work. So I have the life I've always wanted right now.
You couldn't have known, I suppose, what a phenomenon this would become.
No, none of us could have known. I think if people knew, there'd be plenty more of them. You know, for me, when I got cast, it was a pilot. It was a chance to do an hour-long TV pilot for HBO and to get a nice chunk of money that got me out of my credit card hell, if I may. And beyond that, you can't really expect anything. So what has happened, I'm still sort of like a deer caught in the headlights here.
Has this given you the freedom to do things you've always wanted to do? And if so, what are those things?
Well, one of the most obvious ones is the play that I'm doing right now. I was, offered by the Araka group, the group that's producing Frankie and Johnny. They just said they want to produce a play that I want to do. I can't fool myself to think that this would have happened before Sopranos. It has gotten them somewhat of a guarantee that I will have an audience. And I have mixed feelings about that because I don't want people to come see the play thinking that they're going to see Carmela. But at the same time, I wouldn't be doing this play otherwise. So, yes, I have kind of a built-in clout at this point that I didn't used to have, which is on some levels a blessing and a curse, but mostly a blessing.
Actress Edie Falco, The Sopranos' 4th season begins this Sunday night on HBO.